thank you for...
Thank you.
I was hungry and you fed me, and I thank you. And some others would... They would wash the dishes even, put them there. And several times they'd have a very nice little thank you note. But they had rode the wheel thing. I forgot what the word they said. They call them riding the... I can't think of it. What?
I didn't get my trash out this morning, and he came to the door and asked, don't you have some trash?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Said, yes. And you all needed the double bind. And he took it right there at the door. That's extra special. I've given them mangoes and such, so they are extra special. Nice to the patrons that'll do something for them once in a while.
Well, very nice.
No, it's called
Little City.
And we get our Parkway mode every month.
And where do you call them? Now, what's your name for these people?
Trash pickup.
And then the man that does it, what would you call him?
Who does what?
The man that actually does, what would you call him?
Garbage pickup, I guess.
I don't know anything else on garbage. And he's a garbage deliverer. I deliver that.
Now, when we're talking about these, I guess you said bums. someone that's always seen in parks sometime, you know, they stay in the parks, they're not maybe as polite as some of the people that you were talking about, and they're all the time drinking.
Drunkards.
Drunkards. Is there a difference? Now, also, there's also drunkards that maintain jobs. Would you also call them drunks or bums, too? Or would you have a better
name? It depends how they live. You think of them as being drunkards, but you don't really call them. Now, if a neighbor drank over heavy, but if he kept maintained his job, we'd say he's a drinker.
And if it was kind of an illness, what would you call
it? It's alcoholic. You really don't say drunkards like you used to when he went to the saloon and overdrank and couldn't manage themselves, where we would just say they were drunkards. But now people call them alcoholics. And that doesn't specify whether they're light or deep.
Do you see a difference between a drunk and a derelict? And I assume a derelict is like a bum, someone just...
Well, a derelict is one that doesn't try to work and doesn't, he comes in and tries to live off of the community when he doesn't belong there.
He's not necessarily a drunk.
Sometimes he's just simply has that quirk of mind.
Okay. Now, I don't know if Miami ever had any of these or not, but what might you call one of those, like a real cheap hotel where drunks and derelicts might spend the night?
Well, they call them flop houses and drink houses.
Okay. Now, from what you know now, from what you've read, seen in the news and things like that, what are some of the drugs that might an area might have? The hard drugs, the problems that they have.
I guess Miami has all that come on the market, and we're one of the main centers for receiving those. Marijuana and the different, they come in, we catch them every week in great quantities, coming in from the islands and coming in from different places and landing in odd, out-of-the-way places to unload.
What types of hard drugs coming through here now?
Well, they got a big load of marijuana last week, then they get cocaine and they get all kinds of heroin. Heroin.
Heroin.
Not heroin, but heroin. Anyway, they come in from all kinds of...